Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Somebody to help us in Jesus? Are you one? Yes, indeed. Lift him up with your prayers every moment. Welcome to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. In this program, we feature Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Pastor, I'm not sure. I don't see a one on the line, but I don't know if I say it. Our singer is there. If she is, she needs to press one.
Amen. We truly thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He truly can and will do it for you. We serve a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I tell you, the heat index, it is so warm here in Delaware until it just don't seem real for June. I can see if this was July or those dog days, they call it, in August, but for June to be 100 degrees outside, I just thank God for electricity and an air condition and a ceiling fan that have been going nonstop. And thank God for allowing me to be cool and comfortable, either in my car or in my house. But we serve a God that's very much alive. I tell you, I feel a change in my life. Dr. Scott, is my soloist on the line tonight?
Yes, she is. She just remembered to touch that one, and I see it.
I'm going to decrease so that she can increase. God bless you, Mother Janie. We thank you for your faithfulness, not just to Glory United Ministries, but to God, your Savior. Because you love the Lord and bless his name and you fear him, you are obedient to the voice of God. And we just bless you on tonight, you and your family. God bless you, Mother.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
First of all, let me give honor to my Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for all the blessing that he's stored upon me. And before I sing this song, I want to send this song out to Pastor Patricia, Pastor Scott, and my niece, Evangelist Sandra Simmons, and my family, my husband, my children, and my grandchildren. And tonight I want to sing a song, and I'm sending this song over for one of my friends. She was in a bad car accident, but I understood from one of my nieces today that she should be coming home. I think she came home yesterday, or she's coming home today. And just keep my family in your prayer. And this song is for everybody. Everybody that's on the line, this song is for you. The Lord have done so much for me. He have opened doors I could not see. You may keep on trust him, because his word is true. You know that he's already done. He's already done what he said he gonna do. The Lord have done so much for you, and you and you. He have opened doors you could not see. Just keep on trust him. You know his word is true. You know that he's already done. He's already done what he had he gonna do. The Lord have done so much for you, and you, and you, and you. He's opened doors that you could not see. Just keep on trusting him. You know his word is true. Oh, Mother Patricia, he already done. He's already done. Pastor Scott, he's already done. He's already done. My friend Jackie, my friend Blondie, my friend Rita, oh, my family, oh, he's already done. He's already done. Yes, he already done. He's already done. Already done what he said he gonna do. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We receive that, God. Let me just explain that. Thank you, sweet Jesus. The song, what she was singing, said he's already done what he said he's going to do. Well, somebody might not see that in the way that the song is really meant. She is saying tonight to you, God has already done. Listen to the words. God has already done what he said he will do. I want you to hear the words now. And I want you to listen, and I want you to grab it and hold on to it. God has already done, listen to that, what he said he will do. He promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. God has already done what he said he will do. He don't have to do any more than just that. He said, I will send you the sunshine and the rain. God has already done what he said he will do. Anything beyond what he's already said he will do, you better count it as a double honor tonight. God is not slack concerning his promises. If God promised you the sunshine, sunshine you will have. If God has promised you the rain, rain you will have. If God promised you to be the head and not the tail, I don't care what it looks like, the head you will be. God has already done what he said he will do. If he said, I'm going to heal your body, God has already said what he's going to do. We just have to wait on the Lord. We have to wait on the manifestation of his word to come to pass. Yes, many times it seems as though God has forgotten you and me. But God has already done what he said he will do. I wish I had a reader on the line, R-E-A-D-E-R, not a R-I-T-A, because it sounds the same when you run it together. Reader. Reader, I'm saying a reader, R-E-A-D-E-R. Because if you would turn with me to the book, and I know we're supposed to be working in this Deuteronomy, I know that, but I feel a change coming, and that's what I like about the Lord. I tell you all, I don't write things down. I have plenty of sermons written out back in the day when I was sitting at home doing nothing at all, so I took the time to get really acquainted with the Lord and to sit and meditate like David. If you've never sat and meditated on the Lord, you need to find the time, like you find the time to do everything else. Find the time to sit, not just pray. A lot of people pray. But David said, I meditated day and night. That's why the Lord said David was a man after his own heart. Yeah, did he mess up? Yes, he did. He messed up big time. But he took the time out to reverence God and to recognize who God is and what God is to him. So he took the time to meditate on the Lord. In the book of Psalms, it tells you he meditated day and night. Did he go nonstop? I can't say he did, and I can't say he didn't. But if he meditated like I was once at that particular time, I meditated on the Lord early in the morning. Like I said, I had no job to go to, had nothing to do. My husband was not at home. He was at work. So I had the whole apartment to myself. I could lay prostrate before the Lord, just get down on the floor and just talk to the Lord, laying on my back. And then I turn and lay on my side, and then I lay on my stomach, and I just pull after God. I got his attention. But God has already done what he said he will do. Mother Janie, thank you again. You always come up with the right song, seemingly at the right time. And yes, we do pray for your family and all those that you named, Sister Blondin, your niece, Sister Sandra, and the saints of God. And we also want to include the bereaved family tonight of Sister Frances Middleton. My sister and I was talking earlier today, and she said all of the Middleton men now, widowers, all of them, Sister Ruby passed away, and that Sister Frances, and there was another one who passed away. And we want to lift up that family in prayer, that the Lord, only God in death, the only hope, the only help that you have, is not in the Valium, not in the Percocet, it's not in the wine, the Reaper, the heavy drugs, it's not in the beer, it's not in any of that, it's not in sex. None of that can heal the brokenness of a heart when they lose a loved one, particularly the loved one that was so dear to us. I was sitting here early with my leg crossed. My mom loved to cross her leg when she sat down, and she would take one hand and put on top of the other and just pat like on her knee. And I was sitting here doing that, and I'm saying, oh, God, I miss my mother. But only God can fix the heart that ached over the loss of a loved one. We preachers can say, and my pastor years ago pointed out to us, please do not tell a person who have lost a loved one that they love so very dearly and their heart is aching, it's broken. Don't tell them. He said, please do not tell them, oh, God loved them best. He said, that is something you should not say to a person when they're hurting and their heart is broken. At time, they don't feel like God has been very fair to them. And to tell them God loved them best, he said, I beg to differ. He said, please, not from this congregation, do not call anyone that have lost a loved one and tell, well, you know, God love them, honey, God love them best. God love on you that. People don't need to hear that stuff. We know that God loves and that God is love. God has done, he's already done what he said he will do. I love it. I love it tonight. I love the way God just shifts things. And it just, I tell you, I've been through a lot in the last few days, but God has already done what he said he gonna do. Already planned and predestinated. The way things are going is not going the way that I had anticipated, the way that I wanted it to go, but to God be the glory. The devil is a liar and a deceiver too, for God is not through blessing you. We just bless him on tonight. Let's go get your Bible, and we're going to be done. Get your Bible. Hello, Lord, thank you. Let's go to Numbers. That's still in the Old Testament for Deuteronomy, where we were and have been studying for what, the last 3 weeks or so. And I think it's nice the way those long chapters, that you don't try to do it all there. Just do a segment, stop, and pick it up. And if anyone remembers where we stopped last week in the book of Deuteronomy, I didn't bookmark it. So I'm saying, Lord, where did I stop? I knew I started at 15, but where did I stop? But if anyone knows, please push the one and let me know, and we'll bookmark it for next week. Let's go to Numbers, verse 19. This is what I'm telling you. Her song is representing. This is what her song is saying to you and I. God has already done what he said he will do. Whatever God has promised you, he's already promised, he has already spoken, and it's already done. Now, sometimes, let me just make this plain. If God tells you to go to Singapore, now, I don't want to go there right now, but anyhow, if God say, I'm going to bless you in Singapore, but you've got to go to Singapore, then you cannot stay here in Delaware and get that blessing, because God has designated that spot that he wants to do something extra special for you, just like he told Abraham. And Abraham, you've got to move. You've got to get out from among your kindred. I know some people don't like this because they feel like we're family and we should all stay grouped up together. We should all live across the street, down the street, around the corner, within close proximity, that we could get to one another in a few minutes. But sometimes you got to get out from amongst your kindred so that God can give you the miracle that he has for you, but you won't leave your kindred. And yet you're saying, God promised me, but I haven't gotten it yet. Well, God is saying to you, I can't give it to you where you are, so you have tied my hand because I told you to leave. But you still staying there in your familiar place. That's a word for somebody tonight. God has told you step out on faith, but you won't do it. And then you're saying that the preacher lied, the prophet lied. They love to call us liars. But it's not contingent upon me. It's the word came to you. God didn't tell me to move. He told you. But yet we want to blame God. Now, my doctor told me this that's going on with my throat, as I sound hoarse and raspy, it has to do with some sort of reflux, not acid reflux, but it's a fancy name, that some kind of laryngeal reflux mess. And I kept saying, I can't drink that soda, because when I do, I get a sore throat, and then my voice sounds funny, like I'm getting a cold or whatever. Well, when I went to the ENT, he told me what was going on. He said, stay away from the bubbly. Stay away from the ice cream. Stay away from the butter. I said, hold up, doc. And you're taking too much away here now. I said, I can drink my water. And he said, you can have an occasional bubbly, but not bubbly all the time. I said, thank you, that's fine, I can do that. And I said, but my butter, now look. He said, no margarine. I said, look, let me tell you something. I ain't no need for me to die for margarine with all those chemicals in it that I don't know anything about. You tell those people that don't want to take the COVID shot because they don't know what's in it, tell them don't eat any more margarine because they don't know what's in that either. But they eat it every day, smear it all over their butter, on their bread, in their mashed potatoes. But they don't know what's in the medicine. Well, you don't know what's in margarine. Sit down and read it and then get one of the biologists to explain to you what all that stuff is. And I guarantee you, you won't want any more. I said, look, doc, I don't care about the margarine. I said, but I do like butter because it's pure. I said, so if I got to go out for pure butter, then let me go on out for pure butter. He said, well, you can have some butter. Just don't overdo it. And then he gave me a pill. And I told the Lord, thinking, I told Dr. Scott, I said, I got to work on me. But God has promised you that he's going to bless you. He said, Abraham, you got to get out of here. You got to get out from among your kindred. Go into the land where I promised thee. I will bless you. And I will make you a father of many nations, and I will bless you. Now listen to this. You think hitting the lottery for a zillion or a billion or a trillion is a lot? Yeah, it is to us. A million is a lot to me, but I'd spend that in a week. A million? Sure. Yes, sir. I could get rid of $1 million in a week. But let me just tell you this, and I'm not a big spender. But by the time I pay off some back debt, that million is gone. So God got to give me $100 million at least so I can pay off and then have something left. I'm just honest. I'm telling the truth. I'm still y'all's preacher on Wednesday night. But let me tell you what happened. God told him, said, I will make you your blessing. Your blessing will be so great, Abraham, if you do what I tell you to do. It'll be greater than the sand of the sea. How many of you been to the beach? Can you count every pebble, every grain of sand? Can you count it? Do you know how much sand is on a beach? It's more than a trillion little pebbles. Man is smart. We got smartphones, dumb phones. We got computers. We got it all. Dr. Scott is a retired professor, college. But he can't tell you how much sand is on the sea. He taught, but he cannot tell you how many strands of hair is on your head. He cannot tell you that. And yet he's a brilliant man. He's a genius. But something God got for himself. But if God tell you to leave Georgia and go to Maryland, ooh, I'm not going to Maryland. It's cold up there in the winter. Well, you sit in the heat in Georgia and miss out on what God has for you. No need of you singing the song, what God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that the Lord will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that the Lord will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. But I can't get what he has that's this thing. Oh, I'm going to get the sunshine. I'm going to get the rain. I'm going to get the food. I'm going to get all of those things. But there are special little gifts that God has that he wants to bless you with. But because you won't move, he can't move. You tie him down. He said, your blessing is not in South Carolina. Or it could be in South Carolina, but instead of being in Peterfield or Hollywood or Beaufort or Bluffton or instead of being in Ritter and those ones, I just need you to move on up to Somerville where I can bless you real good. I just need you to go beyond that, go to Pleasantville. I just need you to move on up the road a little farther, go on up to Columbia. No, you don't want to go there, but that's where I'm getting ready to shower you with what I promised. I'm going to do what I said I would do, but you won't move. So therefore, you struggle and you suffer and wonder, where is God? I remember 9 years ago when Dr. Scott started the program with me, and he used to play this song. And the woman is asking the question, says, tell me, how do you find God? And I listened to that woman singing that song. It was so beautiful. How do you find God? Do you find him by being obedient or disobedient? Deuteronomy is telling you because of the curses, because you didn't obey God, these curses fell on you. How do you find God? But when you're obedient to the voice of God, no door is shut in your face. Windows open and no man can close them. Tell me, how do you tonight find God? Or is it just the habit that you acquire? Just say, oh, I know I'm a Christian. I know the Lord. But are you doing what he said? Lady preached a sermon here in Delaware. She said, do what he said. Get what he got. And no, it's not a tit for tat. You can't do God that way. But in other words, it's saying you obey God so that the blessings can be released. Ordinary. Oh, we know the sun going to shine, it's going to rain, it's going to fall on the unjust as well as the just, but there are special little trinkets that God wants to give just to you. Many times I had to leave from where I was to get what God had for me, and somebody may not have understood why I went here or went there, but I had to go where God sent me and go the way he told me to go. He's already done what he said he would do. Thank you, Mother Janie. I hope I'm helping somebody this evening. A mom was saying, if I can help somebody, as I travel along, if I could cheer somebody, and her voice was so pretty with the word of a song. If I could show somebody that they're going wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. My mom would sing that song, and she'd sit there on that organ. Sometimes she would just go down to the church by herself and just play and sing and just play and sing. And I said, where is mama at? I'm a mama's girl. And I'd be looking for my mama, and I'd see the car parked at the church, and I'd go there, and she'd be just a singing and playing. But she said that my living shall not be in vain. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, starting at verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, And shall he not do it? Oh, you thought Sister Janie's song was just a song with words? No, it's biblical. Whoever the songwriter was of that song knew something about biblical contents where the Lord has spoken. And what he said he would do, it's already done. You want me to read that again? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? God has promised you healing. Build your thing on eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his word. Hold to his word. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises bring glory in the highest. I will shout and say, because I am standing on the promises of God. And it goes on to say, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Well, Numbers 19 lets you know that God doesn't lie, that he don't have to repent because he don't lie. So what would he be repenting from? Something that he said he would do and he didn't do it? No. It don't work that way with God. He hath he said, comma, and shall he not do it? That's a question. You mean God said that he's going to bless you beyond your wildest concern? He said he's going to do this and he's going to do it. He has said it, will he not do it? Come on, people. Take him at his word. Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? You got a word from God, stand on it. You got a promise from God, stand on it. It might take a long time for it to come. Once you get in line, though, once you get in line with it, it'll come quickly. The longer you stay out of line, the longer it will take to come, unless God overrides you and say, look, this person don't know any better, so I'm going to have to go ahead on and do it in spite of. But I tell you what, he will not be a liar. He will not be a liar because he's going to let it happen. He's going to make what he said happen because he's not a liar. Okay, I love this person. And shall he not make it good? Now the next verse, and we're going to close with this. Our hour's getting close, and it's nice outside. I want you to go out and sit in the yard and do whatever you want to do. Go to Walmart if you feel like it after this verse. Behold, I have received commandment to bless. Now, this is the writer. Moses, he wrote the first five books of the Bible, which was Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, where we are, and Deuteronomy. He wrote those. And God is talking. So don't let anybody tell you, oh, that was back then. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, the Bible does not change. Why? Because it's God. And God said, behold, I am the Lord. I change not. So if it stood up back then, it will stand up now. Yes, Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood so that we could be saved. But he didn't change the Bible. He said, I came to fulfill. He didn't say I came to destroy what was already done. I came to fulfill. I came to make sure that it happened just like he said it would. I don't feel like preaching tonight. Oh, my God, today. I feel that preach anointing rising up in me. But we gon' put it down. Oh, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Let me tell you something. Once God says that you are to be blessed and command that your blessing comes, it cannot be reversed. No devil, no witch, no root doctor, no who say it, you say it, they say it, all of them say it. Nothing can touch what God has done. Nothing can stop it. When God speaks it, boom, and I cannot reverse it. God can't reverse what he said he's going to do. We're going to stop there. Lord, have mercy. I feel this thing going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come on every hand. Lord, I feel like going on.
Preach faster.
I had a good chat with my brother Mike today. Michael is so much like my mother. He doesn't get overexcited about stuff. He listens to reason, and then most of the time he'll say, That is so encouraging. And I just thank God for you tonight, South Carolina and abroad. Thank you for your faithfulness. God bless you. Remember, nothing can stop what God has spoken concerning you, but you. You can hold it up by not listening and doing what the Lord God has said. Have he spoken it and will not do it? Lord, the man sang the song last night, John P. Key. Lord, do it. Do it for me.
Sing it, Pastor.
Right now. I tell you, that's what you need to be saying tonight. Lord, do it for me. Do it for me right now. And repent. If you know you haven't done what God told you to do, stop blaming God or the prophet that you haven't gotten it yet. You repent and say, Lord, it's me. I'm sorry I didn't do what you told me to do. Or I didn't do what you told me to do through the prophet, whether it be male or female. A prophet of God is a prophet of God. In heaven, there's neither male no female. That's the only stuff here on earth. God refers to us many times as sons, for we shall be called the sons of God. Hold on. Hold on. God has already done what he said he will do. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and good night.
Come on, Mike.
Fire. Hold on.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Look at somebody.